This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Soft drinks are going to be removed from vending machines in Chicago public schools. That could cost up to $3 million per year in lost revenue, but school officials say the price is worth it. They want to help the fight against childhood obesity. A new charter school in the city is doing much more, as NPR's David Shaper reports.
Namaste Charter School is, in a word, different. It looks different, it smells different, and even sounds different from most other Chicago public schools.
Tai Chi, okay, everybody, here we go. Take a deep breath in.
This, for example, is how a group of first graders cools down and calms down at the end of gym class.
The smoke rises.
And these yoga-like breathing exercises aren't even being done in a gym. The kids are outside, something rare for inner-city students, after taking a long walk to a park. The school opened this fall with kindergarten and first grade and plans to add a grade each year. It takes its name from a Hindi greeting.
Namaste means my inner light salutes your inner light.
Namaste's principal and co-founder, Allison Slade.
And we chose it for the school because it kind of embodies what we want to instill in our students, kind of a dual focus on their mind and their bodies.
So Slade and Namaste's teachers integrate physical fitness, movement, health education, and nutrition across the curriculum, including a full hour of physical education every day, compared to just 40 minutes once or twice a week in other elementary schools. Namaste students also have outdoor recess every day, something many urban schools have eliminated. Gym, recess, and thus many students' only opportunities for exercise are often eliminated as schools face increasing pressure to improve test scores. But Slade calls such cutbacks counterproductive.
Research shows that children who are healthy and active perform better in the classroom.
As a charter school, Namaste is able to lengthen the school day an hour and a half to provide extra time for gym and recess. It also feeds students both breakfast and lunch with healthier foods than the standard cafeteria fare. Namaste gets parents involved by hosting Friday morning family breakfasts with guest speakers on health, fitness, and nutrition, and by making one classroom a parent resource center. Moms and dads can gather here during the day to talk, read, or use the internet. Sabrina Vasquez, mother of kindergarten twins, says she loves the school's emphasis on health and fitness, and it makes it easier for her to make sure her kids eat nutritiously.
The cereals don't have sugar in it. It's milk and cereal. They're getting fruit or yogurt. I mean, it's like a guarantee. Oh, I don't have to worry about breakfast. I already know they're having good breakfast.
And Michelle Ramirez has noticed that since her first grade son started at Namaste this fall, he no longer begs for fast food.
Even driving by, I don't hear, oh, Mom, can we stop at McDonald's? I hear, you know, at the grocery store, Mom, we need carrots. Mom, we need celery, because that's what they eat here at school.
And parents Ramirez and Vasquez notice a difference in their own health, too. Both lead a couple of Namaste's walking school buses. They walk groups of neighborhood children to and from school each day. That's a couple of miles more each day than these moms ever used to walk. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.